Assalamu alaikum everyone and welcome to podcast Grow Together. The purpose of the show is to support each other and grow together. I am your host Mudassir Raza, and today we are going to discuss myths about CSS exam with one of the very special guests, Rahmatullah Yasin. He secured 11th position in CSS corporate examination 2019 in SIN. Thank you so much, Rahmat.
Thank you, sir.
I'm honored to have you as our guest.
Okay, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm great. Rahmat, first we want to know about your overall learning experience.
Overall learning experience in CSS or as far as my education background is concerned?
Especially in CSS. Especially in CSS.
As far as my studies are concerned regarding CSS, it was a good experience. I did learn a lot of things. I learned most was that I started to look at the things in a very different perspective. Reason being that in CSS, we do try to learn and we do try to accommodate as much opinions and as much information from different sources as we can so that we can critically analyze different situations and different political situations in Pakistan.
Critical.
And as far as international.
Yes, please continue.
And also in the international arena too.
It means critical thinking is one of the very important skills in the learning of the CS examination.
Exactly, sir. It is one of the most important things in CS examination.
Achha, Rahmat, generally we have seen that mostly who are doing the CSS, they have the background from the engineering and from the doctor, and maybe they are doing MA English. But I have seen that you have done a BBA in marketing. How much is different from you to appear in the exam by keeping this background of the education?
Okay, what CSS allows us that it does not cater only to a certain background, people with a certain background. We have a very diverse nature of subjects, such as none of my subjects was related to my degrees, which I opted for in CSS. The main reason for that was I wanted to learn new things, as I had already learned regarding business and marketing in my degree. So I opted for subjects which I could learn new things from. And as far as my experience goes, I did find it quite interesting when I met a lot of people from very different backgrounds.
That's great, because generally we have been observed that those who are doing for the MBA and BCom and the BPA program, they generally do not have such awareness about the are they eligible or they can apply for the CS examination. It helps for the youngsters if they want to be a part of the CS examination.
Yes, sir. It certainly does. The minimum requirement which CSS requires is that one needs to have a graduation, be it of 2 years or be it of 4 years.
4 years.
It does not matter, because the minimum requirement is that one should be at least 21 years of age and should at least have a graduation degree.
That's great. Rahmat, there are certain myths as well. I want to discuss a few of them. One of them, it was that you can ace CSS only if you're academically extraordinary. Is it necessary?
No, sir, it is not necessary. Me and I know a lot of friends, and especially if you consider my academic background, that I was never good at studies. You can verify that from my...
Okay.
Needs that one needs to work hard. When we keep a certain aim, if we work for that, then certainly nothing is difficult in this universe.
True. Is there any specific time required to prepare for the CS exam?
Sir, not as such. I have seen a lot of people who did qualify CS exams after studying 3 to 4 months. And then again, I have
seen
many people who have who qualified CS exam after 2 to 3 years of study. So it purely depends on a person's perspective and how he sees things and how his academic background is. And also how he learns things and how easily.
And how much he or she is dedicated as well.
Exactly. That is one of the most pivotal points, that how much one is dedicated and is trying to work hard towards a certain goal.
Yeah, obviously when there's a will, there's a way.
Exactly.
So one more thing which is very interesting is regarding the English. Okay, you must have a good speaking skills, your writing skills, your native English mastery. How much is it necessary?
Sir, I would rate it somewhere in the middle. It is neither a myth nor a reality.
Okay.
The exact truth, the real, lies somewhere in between. Reason being that one of the greatest myths that that revolves around the CSS aspirants is that you need some kind of PhD level or master's level English. That is not the case.
Okay.
Then again, there is a myth that English is not necessary. Then again, that is not true. Reason being that you should have a good writing skills. I do not say that one should have a great command over vocabulary, but one should write eloquently so that one does not make a grammatical or structural mistakes. Reason being that you cannot express your opinions. You cannot answer your questions if you do not have a command over a certain level of English. But one does not need to be very well versed in English. A simple English would do, but without mistakes.
Yes. It means that matters, but it also depends how you are, how much you have practice to write and to speak.
Exactly.
The last very important point which I want to discuss, there is only one chance to either in out or appear in the exam.
No, sir, that is not the case. There are three chances to be exact. One can avail them in three consecutive years, or one can avail them via gaps or so. It purely depends on the candidate. There is no such thing as it gives one chance. There are three chances. Okay. If one does not get through in the first, if not, then second, then third.
And how much is it possible to get cleared in the first attempt?
Sir, it has a high probability. I know a lot of people who got through in the first attempt. I know a lot of people who got through in second attempt and then also in the third attempt.
That's great. Thank you so much, Rehmat, for your time. And at last, just if you want to give any piece of advice for the youngster and the potential candidate for the CSS.
What piece of advice from my side would be that never lose hope. Keep working hard. If a person like me can clear it, then surely anyone can.
Thank you so much, Rehmat, for your time. It's an honor for me.
Thank you, sir.
And Jazakallah. Allah Hafiz.
Allah Hafiz.